else, Phil, you know, first of all, it's the greatest environmental disaster of all time, obviously, as you said. But what it felt like to me was the eerie feeling of, I've seen this before, or felt this way before. You know, we've seen blowouts and their effects in the gas drilling world all over the place. And obviously they're smaller individually, but, you know, there's so many of them and you just don't get to see them because they're underground. So it was this eerie feeling of deja vu almost for me because I had spent so much time investigating the blowouts and the catastrophic events in gas drilling world that it felt like a very similar kind of story in terms of the power of extractive energy, fossil fuel energy to lobby Congress to get out of our safeguards. I mean, there is a secondary piece of equipment, not the blowout preventer, it's the thing that's supposed to kick in when the blowout preventer fails, which is a worldwide, the name of it statement, but it's part of this, you know, it's a regulation that should have been in effect. It might have contained this. They successfully got out of that, in offshore drilling. The lack of oversight. The Mineral Management Service, which was charged with both monitoring offshore drilling and exploiting the resource, very, very similar in terms of how our Department of Environmental Protection, Department of Environmental Conservation act when we're talking about, you know, exploiting resources and managing the environment in the same breath, you're in real trouble because the industry's going to have a bigger voice there. They have more money. And that's a huge failing of government. So all of these things about the oil spill felt very familiar. And the dispersion, the proprietary nature of those dispersants that they're using in the Gulf, very similar case to the proprietary nature of fracking fluid. The way that the workers are being handled in the Gulf. Workers who are working for BP right now have to sign non-disclosure agreements about the chemicals that they're working with and about the medical effects that they might be having. They're not allowed to report those. And they're scared to report them because they're afraid they'll get fired. Same situation with gas drilling workers. Non-disclosure agreements to work for the gas companies. In many cases, those workers are not even allowed to call 911 if they get injured or if they have a reaction to the chemicals, and a lot of them do. Because they are then be in violation of their non-disclosure agreement. So many similarities. And I think that, you know, if we're talking about expanding shale gas drilling and the ways that they're talking about expanding it, we're going to see accidents, problems, the inherent contamination of the drilling process affecting huge sections of our fresh drinking water supplies in the ways that we see in the BP oil. So what we're talking about here is preventing the next greatest environmental catastrophe when we're talking about a moratorium on this industry. So it's incredibly important that those comparisons are drawn because I think it's very much the same situation. And if we don't want to see continue this catastrophic effect on our environment, we have to take a lesson from the BP oil spill and apply it to gas drilling. And when you see people like T. Boone Pickens out there saying, or even John Kerry, you know, saying natural gas is the solution to the oil spill, this to me is total insanity.